And so Poetry Month ends this year on Scribble.
Welcome to Scribble, 30 minutes of conversation, comments, and reviews on reading and writing, editing, publishing, and selling books. I'm Roald Tweet.
And I'm Don Wooten. We'll finish Poetry Month even as we began, arguing about it. Then we'll agree to hear Garrison Keillor and the Writer's Almanac on Scribble. Roald, we don't actually argue, do we?
I think we have a difference of opinion, but that's because you do not understand free verse.
That's true.
And I've tried and tried and tried to explain it to you.
There is free verse. I call it blank verse.
But no, blank verse is iambic pentameter.
Oh, well then, yeah, free verse you can have. I love structure. I love form.
I think that's free verse has more structure than metric verse.
How do you explain that?
Well, okay. Let me give you an example. Remember back in the 1960s when religion classes were thinking of things new to do. In came a thing called situational ethics.
Yes, right.
In which nothing is automatically right or wrong, but in this particular situation, this might be right. In another, it might be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that seemed like a good idea, right? For instance, but it's very easy to follow your folks' order when they say, be in from that date at 11, right?
Yes.
And if you're not in 11, you know you violated it. And if you are, you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that you have to think about. But suppose there comes that magical moment when your folks, for me it was 35, when your folks say, be in at a reasonable hour.
Uh-huh.
Reasonable might be 15 minutes after the date starts.
Never heard that phrase.
Right? And reasonable also might be 3 days later. Conceivable, right?
No, not in my family.
Nevertheless, that doesn't mean you're free to do it. It means the responsibility's on you, and that is much more difficult than just to say, my folks say 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock it is.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is true with free verse. You know, all English is rhythmic.
Yes.
The Ward's catalog was rhythmic. The newspapers are rhythmic. You can't say a sentence because we emphasize some syllables and not others. You can't say a sentence in English without rhythm.
Well, I would say without melody, because melody is inflection. And when you lift a word or you drop a word, it gives melody. And if you just emphasize that a little bit, you're singing, because singing is simply exaggerated speech. And so I would count it not so much rhythm as melody. There's another argument.
Nevertheless, a line of free verse isn't free to be anything it wants. People violate that rule. They think free verse, that means I can take anything I want and put it up in about 4 words per line and I'll have a poem. No, you won't, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll have garbled up prose. But let me give you an example. John Crow Ransom lived next to a man named John Whiteside in North Carolina. John Whiteside's 12-year-old daughter died suddenly, who had been a very lively child and the love of the neighborhood. And John Crow Ransom, for her memorial service, writes a poem called Bells for John Whiteside's Daughter. And in the poem, he is standing in front of the casket just before the funeral is about to begin. And he opens with a line, there was such speed in her little body and such lightness in her footfall. Now, look at the way in which those four beats, there was such speed, and then in her little body.
Mm-hmm.
He's not free to say, her little body hits at speed, right? That is, that rhythm, that's free verse, but it is only free to be that thing at its best. That's no more free than, I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree, right?
Yeah, it's that is a very fine and interesting distinction. The only way I can separate is can define that is when I see a phrase or hear a phrase or a sentence that is just right, I know that that is the way, the best way to say that. And when you're casting about for ways to write, when you go back and look at the garbage you've written and think, you know, where can I find a flower in all this? And so you tinker around with it until a sentence suddenly blossoms. And then you know you've got it right. But to me, it's just a matter of I can't explain it. It's just how the thought is best expressed. And if that's free verse, then that's fine.
So are you giving in?
No. Because I'll tell you why. Because I've been given freedom all my life. My mother gave me permission to pretty much do and be what I wanted. She didn't understand half the things I was interested in, but she approved of everything. Now, that kind of freedom is rare, but it bred in me a fairly deep responsibility, or maybe I was just born with that. But I discovered that when you run into limitations, it squeezes out of you ability you didn't know you had. And I've seen that work in so many ways. One of the best examples I can give is over at St. Ambrose College in the Lewis Hall, there's a big lecture hall. It's about maybe 8 feet deep and, I don't know, 30 feet wide. And that was their stage. And I've never seen such imaginative settings of a play in my life as I saw on that sharply limited space. There was something in the limitation imposed on Wayne Louis, who was the director, who brought out abilities in him I didn't know he had.
I couldn't agree with you more completely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But free verse is under that same limitation, right? There was such speed in her little body isn't free to be any rhythm at once. Those words aren't free to be rearranged.
No.
Well, they are at their best exactly as they are.
That was the best arrangement of those words.
Yes.
That was the best expression of that thought. So anything that is expressed like that, so beautifully true, is true to its own rules. It's like when a reviewer goes to a play. If you're a good reviewer, you will decide what are they attempting to do. They're attempting to do the play, they're attempting to do this, and so on. And how well do they succeed given their own rules?
Right.
And that's one judgment. And then you think of the play itself and what you know about, if you know about it, and you think, how do they do with the rules that are implicit in the original script? And that may render another judgment altogether, and you may find yourself in tension between those two judgments. But it is true, you want to judge by what was intended. And there was speed in her little body is better than saying she was awfully fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or putting it into metrical, mm-hmm. Her little body heads at speed.
Right? Uh-huh. Well, the second line didn't scan the same way as the first line, but that's no crime. It's you run into forms of poetry that allow for that.
Right.
So, I don't know, maybe we just like to argue.
Well, that might be. But limitations are why I loved, of all the freshman English classes I taught, the ones in the spring were successful simply because of the way Augie organized things. Music majors had to take freshman English in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no trouble getting those students to practice and revise and work. They knew from their instruments that discipline only leads to freedom. Right?
Yeah. I've read something recently, and of course, as careless as I am, you're the scholar, I'm the dilettante, but I ran across something just within the last 2 weeks talking about poetry, and said poetry was enormously popular when everyone could understand it. But once the specialist got hold of it, nobody reads it. And I thought, there's a lot of truth in that.
Well, I think there is a lot of poetry being written for other poets, right?
Yeah, it's...
But the problem is there aren't a lot of people that read poetry much anymore.
But the claim was made that poetry abandoned people. People didn't abandon poetry. People still love musical sounds and rhymes and rhythms and so on. But if it's so obscure, you know, T.S. Eliot loves to bury references in his poetry. And part of appreciating an Eliot poem, and they're really quite good, but puzzling out what exactly does he mean here. And but T.S. Eliot is still accessible, but there are poets who go beyond that, and you cannot ferret out what the heck they're talking about.
But that doesn't make them better poets.
No,
right?
It doesn't make them a better poet, nor do they produce good poems, I think. But they're published all the time.
Robert Frost, of course, was famous. I mean, he's often quoted as an opponent of free verse. He said it's playing tennis without a net.
That's right.
But but he's wrong. Free verse has a net every bit as complex.
A different net every line.
A different net every line. That's a good way of putting it. He also said poetry is a lot like riding a horse. If you can't hold the reins too tight, the horse won't move. But if you hold the reins too loosely, the horse will go where the horse wants to and you don't. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, I guess, you can be too metrical. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. You know, there's a third grader standing up memorizing that and emoting it in front of the class. That's a metrical poem straitjacketed by having to stick to its rhythm.
Well,
on the other hand, you can be too free and just let it all hang out too, and that's no good either, right?
Some of it is in how you approach it. Oh, young Lochinvar has come out of the west, through all the wide border his steed was the best. Or, oh, young Lochinvar has come out of the west, through all the wide border his steed was the best. It depends on how you read it. It's good to have the bricks and mortar there to give it form, but that is not the way you read it, not the way you sound it.
No.
And
Well, the best example of that is we've talked about it, was it last week or the week before, My Last Duchess.
Oh, yeah.
You would hardly recognize that that's a rhymed poem, right?
That's true. That's true.
And it's metrical.
It is.
But it is so well done.
That is one of the great poems of all time. I love My Last Duchess. And it makes a great dramatic reading. It belongs in a play. It is so good, and there's so much in it. And the more you look at it, the more you draw out of it, and yet it performs as well as any Shakespearean play. It's just beautiful. And when you can do all those things, that's when I think you've really scored, when you're metrically sound and the lines flow almost as naturally as speech. Is regular speech, and yet it's not just any speech. It's speech that has weight and meaning. And when you put all those things together, that's when you got a real poem. And I guess I kind of wish I were going to encounter My Last Duchess in every issue of Poetry Magazine, but I don't.
Are you ready for some bad news?
No, we'll get the bad news in a minute, Roe,
okay.
But I think we better let Garrison Keillor have his say. Roe, tweet, and I'll be back to argue about poetry right after this.